Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Showtime Radio Time. I am Sweet Rascally Rabbits, broadcasting live to you in your sweet, beautiful ears, no matter how ugly you think they are. And that is absolutely true. I love your ears because you are the ones who are listening to me. Sorry, that sounded a little selfish, didn't it? All right, so today we are going to be continuing the book, The Royal Conspiracy. Now, before I get into that, I actually do want to express how weird this week has been going. I mean, time always flies by when you're either in a rut or... Well, really, time flies whenever you're doing anything, really. Except when you feel like you're moving slow. But this week has been a little weird for me because, well, I guess I should say it's mostly because of my job. I'm not really going to go into details about it, but I really do want to just throw in the towel and say I'm out. I'm done. Because as much as I love the family that I'm in at this job, just some of them do not give me respect anymore. And I feel like some of them actually hate me. I know I shouldn't take it personal, but it's so hard not to, you know, considering who I am and my disability and my past. So, I don't know. On the upside, I finally bought a webcam. I'm going to be using a face cam for some of the games on my gaming channel. And I found out about this app called Grin. It supposedly helps you get more subscribers based on your information on your YouTube channel and also the way you communicate with people in the chat, which is interesting because the chat is, it's like a general chat. You get to do all sorts of things, really. You can check out their YouTube channel. You can check out like how many subscribers they already have. You can even subscribe to their channel without having to go to the YouTube app, which is super cool, by the way. And you can also what was the other thing? You can even message the people yourselves rather than having to talk to them in the general chat. And just like a couple of other things, which really makes the app pretty cool to use. I actually decided to check it out not last night, but the night before that. And I gained... it was this morning, wasn't it? Or was it yesterday? No, yeah, it was yesterday morning. Yesterday morning, Wednesday night, I checked out the app on my iPod, and it was a lot of fun. And I gained 4 subscribers, which is super cool. So I'm hoping to go to the app again this weekend and just try to get as many subscribers as I can. Well, not as many subscribers as I can. It's just I really don't like being in the low numbers with my gaming channel. I feel like I'm doing something wrong. But with this app, I'm able to get more subscribers. And I feel like if more of these people subscribe, then the people who have followed them will be able to check out my channel and find out if they're interested in subscribing to me, which is super awesome. And with my new webcam, I will be able to use it in some of the games that I'm going to be starting soon, which I am super psyched about. I think I'm going to actually record one of them today if I have the time. Enough of that, though. I think I should go ahead and start talking about the book, considering the rehearsal that I did. What happened to the paper? There it is. Okay. Wait, no, that's not the sheet. Where is it? There it is. Okay. Alrighty, Didey. Oh, I didn't write it down. But I have the number memorized. Ooh, yeah, I don't have much time to talk. Oh, excuse me. So I believe what happened in the previous reading, the princess decided to go to the Royal Mines as a civilian, which she didn't realize would be troublesome for her until she actually got there. Something did happen, though, before she went to the Royal Mines. She was actually able to see one of the outlying neighborhoods in her kingdom, and she didn't know that poverty was such a big deal. Not poverty. I mean, she knows about the poverty because the Royal Mines is losing gold, or is running out of gold, and she's trying to figure out, you know, this throughout this entire book, she's trying to figure out what to do to find out how to keep that money flowing in for the kingdom. And being in this neighborhood, she actually gets to see what the poverty looks like, and not technically looks like, but just, you know, the standard of poverty. And she actually gets to talk to this little girl about what has been happening, like these illegal imports. And she didn't realize the illegal imports was also something that Prince Paolo was talking about. I don't think she realizes that, which is weird because I don't think I ever brought that up in the book. But I ended the reading with – yeah, I need to start hurrying a little bit. Looks like I ended it with her going to the Royal Mines, and she actually gets caught. She convinces the guard not to look at her because, and I quote, "My face has burns and marks. I'm so hideous, even the cats run from me." I just could not help myself from inserting that line, because seriously, it's priceless, and there are even some people who believe that stuff. If you believe that stuff, you need some help in being convinced that you are freaking beautiful. Just need a little makeup. Kidding. Sorry. I should not be laughing at that. Anyways, we ended it with her being caught, of course, and she realizes that she and her mother enforced the rule stating that if anyone is caught, they have to speak to her or her mother about getting punishment and all that stuff. So she's really worried about what will happen. And that's actually where I'm going to go ahead and start reading, I believe. Yep. Okay. And here we go. "Oh, no," she thought. If she faced her mother and not Tenaski, she would certainly be doomed. The queen might have a heart attack. What am I to do? I hope it is Tenaski and not mother. They arrived and waited in the throne room. Keeping her head down, Mosey attempted to glance around. She missed being inside her home. After a long time, someone finally entered near the thrones. The princess gulped nervously. Tenaski was surprised to see the teal cloak, but she did her best not to show it. Instead, she looked at the guard. "I apologize for the long wait. Mother is not well enough to come." She eyed at him and then Mosey. "What happened?"
"Your Highness, I caught this woman sneaking to the Royal Mines."
"I see." She mused over his response. Tenaski looked at the guard. "You may go." He narrowed his brows, but for a moment. "You may go."
"Yes, Your Highness."
He bowed and left the throne room. Princess Moira sighed with relief. As she raised her head, she pulled back the hood. The two gave each other smiles.
Why to the Royal Mines? You've already taken your monthly walk there.
She raised a brow. Mosey giggled.
Mr. Thomason seems to know me better than I remembered. He suggested going to the Royal Mines to clear my thoughts.
She sighed.
He did say it would be tricky. I guess I didn't fully believe him until I got there. I always believe what he says, Moira. He is like a wise owl,
she said while walking down a few stairs.
I shall remember that,
Moira said with a smile.
How is Mother? She's doing better. Father left a few minutes ago. He says she should be in full health by Friday afternoon. Have you met him yet?
Mosey nodded.
I have. It surprises me how young he looks.
Her friend laughed.
What? Dad is in his 50s.
She rolled her eyes and sighed.
I want to switch back,
she said with shaking nerves.
I miss him. Oh, that reminds me. The McAllister and I had an argument.
She bit her lip and glanced at her friend. The shaking nerves stopped when Tineski heard that. She narrowed her brows, not liking the way the princess said her words.
What was it about? Well, he was talking to the prince from the Koro tribe.
She saw Tineski widen her eyes with surprise and recognition.
The prince asked for help on importing something. What he showed looked familiar, so I tried to get a better look. Only Paolo put it away once he saw me attempting that. He somehow directed that frustration to the contrast of us and Mr. McAllister, saying that you weren't his daughter. Goodness, what did he do?
She asked with fright.
What do you think? He kept his anger inside while he spoke as calmly as he could. Well, more likely he hissed. Then Paolo raised his voice about the birthmark. Mr. McAllister was furious at that point and kicked him out.
She lightly shook her head. Tineski gasped and covered her mouth.
He then used his anger on me, saying I blew the opportunity of an ally.
Of course he would, because you did,
she yelled after uncovering her mouth.
We've been waiting for him to come all year. You should have controlled yourself.
Ravia suddenly came in. It was too late for the princess to raise her hood. The nursemaid saw their faces. At first, she was frustrated, but when Mosey looked at her, she saw the horse. Her eyes widened with fear. Her breathing grew heavy.
You switched place.
She collapsed in a faint. Ravia looked like a rag doll on the floor. Mosey scoffed and rolled her eyes.
Goodness, I am getting tired of that,
she muttered, slowly letting it out. Her body shivered. She looked at the princess with a straight face.
You are more curious than I am, Moira, and you obviously don't know how to control that.
She shook her head, placing a hand on her forehead.
This is not good.
Mosey scoffed.
Are you serious? I've had to backburn this curiosity my entire life. It's being in the city that's difficult. Everything is so different compared to home. I want to see everything. Have you been able to handle your curiosity here?
It sounded much like a lecture, but she actually backtalked, something she always had to resist when being with her mother. To do that freely for the first time scared her. She sighed with shaking nerves.
I'm sorry, Tineski. I've never done that before. What? Give me a lecture?
She replied, nervously chuckling.
No, I was raised to not talk back to authority figures.
A shaking hand rose to her head.
That scared me so much. I never want to do that again.
That whole time, the princess's friend watched her. She knew Mosey was telling the truth. She had never seen a royal princess be freaked out by something so natural for their age. Tanaski walked up to her.
I am not an authority figure, Moira. I'm your friend.
She put an arm around her.
You had a right to explode like that. No way were you able to talk freely your entire life. I see that now that I've been here a day. You understand, but you have not lived like a prisoner through your life. You'd be surprised, Princess.
She sighed.
I have a proposition for you.
Mosey gave her an interesting and curious expression.
What is it? Until we meet at Mr. Thomason's tomorrow afternoon, you try to maintain your curiosity, both in the city and at my home. What is in it for you?
Moira wondered, raising a brow.
I will attempt to leave the palace without a cloak. If the guards stop me, I shall talk to Mother. Perhaps we can agree on something.
Ooh. As Tanaski spoke, Princess Moira watched her. For a few moments, she almost believed her friend was a princess. It made her wonder if they could be related. She shook her head on that. No, that didn't matter. Whoops. The fact is, if her friend got her to believe that, then she shouldn't be far off of being ready to rule. She did recall what Mr. McAllister said to Prince Paolo about Tanaski being his heir.
Love,
she whispered.
What?
Mosey shook her head again. She smiled.
You called her mother.
Her friend bit her lip. The princess laughed.
It is okay, Tanaski. I should have known that would happen. You lived without a mother figure. I didn't. I'm surprised she hasn't been suspicious like Ravia.
She eyed the unconscious nursemaid.
By the way, what are we to do with that, with her?
Mosey gasped with wide, excited eyes. A wide Cheshire grin appeared on her face. Some sort of plan must have popped in her head.
If she is like Mr. Thomason when it comes to fainting spells, we still have a few minutes. I say we switch places to prank her.
She giggled as her friend thought. Though she knew what the princess meant, she didn't want to switch. Now that they agreed on a deal, she intended to stay until their fashion studio meets. Sorry, guys. I think I have a tickle in my throat.
I have a better idea. I say we tell her everything.
Mosey gasped with shock. She opened her mouth to say something, but Tanaski continued.
Do you not remember? We said to tell someone once they solve it. Exactly, but she didn't. No one really has, because they know about our birthmarks. Tell me, did your father know by the way you acted or he saw your birthmark? It was both,
she said with narrowed brows. She scoffed, realizing the truth.
I see what you mean. Then, what are we to do?
As she stirred, Ravia groaned. They turned and watched her.
She was waking up. Quick, Moira, think,
the princess thought to herself.
We can quiz her,
she whispered. Her nursemaid carefully stood from the floor.
Quick, stand beside me. Keep your face to the right so she doesn't see a birthmark.
She did the same. Tanaski immediately knew what Moira had in mind. Ravia groaned while she shook her head. She turned to look at them. She gasped and whimpered. Before shaking her head, the nursemaid smacked a palm on her face. Please, no. You two did not switch places. She looked at them.
You did, didn't you? What are you talking about?
They chorused.
Ravia gave them a curious look.
Do not start that, please.
Start what?
They said simultaneously.
Now they definitely acted like twins. If they kept at it, they could annoy her pretty quickly. The two had to get her to figure it out, though, without actually telling her to do so.
What do you want? Why are you doing this?
She asked with frustration.
We want to play, Tanesky finished. The garden is beautiful.
They eyed each other with playful expressions.
We should go out for a walk.
Mosey smiled as her nursemaid's eyes crossed. Her friend smiled as well.
That is a great idea, no?
Tanesky and Moira raised a brow.
For all the kingdom to see,
they chorused.
No,
Ravia hissed.
She gulped. You can't do that. We are the same. Only the birthmarks are different.
Who is
the wiser?
Ravia sighed in frustration. She switched her glare to each woman. She didn't understand.
Why are you doing this?
We are the
who we are. We are
the same.
Can you not tell?
Who are we? Mosey asked, finishing her friend's question.
Stop it! You are making me dizzy,
the nursemaid said, putting a hand on her head. A headache formed behind the forehead. She couldn't stand the twin thing.
Who are we?
The two friends chorused.
That's it. I am fetching your mother. She will know what to do. Gasped.
Mosey stepped forward, but Tanesky stopped her. The princess glanced at her. She saw the expression her heiress friend gave.
We had a deal,
Tanesky mouthed. Her friend nodded. Teacher's heiress hastened to Ravia. She had to stop her from reaching Queen Veronica. The identical friends still had no idea how the queen would react. Little did they know she had suspicions. As Ravia and the heiress gasped, she walked in. Their eyes widened in surprise. Tanesky waved her hand back toward her friend, and then the throne. Mosey knew what to do before she gestured. She hid behind the throne.
Mother,
Tanesky whispered instinctively and abruptly.
Your Majesty, you're walking,
the nursemaid said excitedly.
I feel well enough to do so.
She extended a hand to her so-called daughter.
Walk with me, my dear.
Tanesky placed her hand on hers, their palms facing down. She eyed the throne as they left.
Are you fit in to walk, Mother? You need to get better.
She silently gulped.
Tita says I should walk now and then to regain my strength. Do not worry, my dear. He came today, I assume?
She looked away with shaking nerves.
Of course he did. Since he first treated me, Tita checks on me 4 times a day.
4 times? Jeez. Tanesky widened her eyes with surprise. She turned her head toward the queen.
Dad never checks his patients this much. What's going on?
She thought. She watched Queen Veronica keeping an eye on her face. She couldn't detect anything. The queen held a great poker face.
Did he ever say what made you ill?
And that is actually, I think that's actually where I'm going to stop. I can't remember. Yeah, actually that is where I'm going to stop. Okay, good. Good, we're all good.
Awesome.
I do believe that is actually where I'm going to say goodbye. This tickle in my throat is driving me nuts. But as I said, I hope you all have a great, what I normally say is I help, gosh dang it,
And this is live. I hope you all have a great morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are in the world. I am saying goodbye with Just One Victory by Todd Rundgren. Bye, everyone.